Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This is Internet Marketing.
To you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. Give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact. Alternatively, you can talk to either Scott or Sean via their live chat function on the site. They'd be more than happy to help. Now, today I'm joined by James Sandoval, founder and CEO at Measure Match.
Good morning, Andy, and it's great to be here.
Thanks, James. Let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Measure Match.
Yeah, sure thing. So I am, as you can gather from the twang, I'm an American living in London. So I've been living in London for about 20 years. I moved here from Seattle with a digital media planning buying agency that was called Avenue A, part of a broader group called Aquantive that was sold into Microsoft, I think it was 2007. And So I'm a guy who's cut his teeth in the world of digital media planning and buying in agencies for 10 years. So I did a couple of years in Seattle, two different times, but the vast majority of the time here in London with agencies like Cara, Definity, iProspect, Isobar. All of those agencies are part of now what is called Dentsu Aegis Media, or Dentsu Aegis Network. And then I wrapped up at an agency called Ogilvy, which is part of the WPP group. And so that's 10 years of really deep dive work in digital media planning and buying, starting in 1999. So I was really lucky to kind of get swept up into the world of internet marketing. Mm. Loved it. Worked 16-hour days at the very beginning for a great part of the 10 years, in fact. But for the last 10 years, because it's been a couple of decades now, I've been an entrepreneur. I've set up a couple of companies, always focused on trying to realize value from digital marketing technology systems and the data that they collect. And so that's what I'm doing now in building the Measure Match professional services marketplace platform.
Now I'd like to come in from two angles on this, if I may. We'll start off talking a little bit about what Measure Match does and who might be interested and some general stuff around that. But towards the end, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how you set it up, particularly fundraising. But before we get there, just what sort of, because it sounds to me like technical professionals around the arena of internet marketing are the kind of people that you help find engagements for. Is that right? How does it sort of work?
Yeah, so you're definitely right on the right track. So it is a platform. Measure Match is a platform that enables the buying and selling of services, specifically a kind of professional services. It's solely systems and data services. So on the demand side, buyers are marketing leaders, commerce leaders, analytics, products. Lots of agencies and consultancies actually are coming in to buy services too. What they're doing is basically just reaching in to find individuals or teams to help them to advance some marketing technology product, whether it's, you know, Adobe Analytics or Mixpanel or Segment or Full Story or you name it, there are thousands of these systems out there, or these businesses, these business leaders need help to advance insight or measurement or just the configuration of a system for data collection across a website or an app or lots of different environments. So that's what the buyers, who the buyers are and what they want. On the supply side, the professionals, and we call them professionals, or we call them independent consultants, or they're consultancies, agencies, systems integrators. We don't use the kind of freelance term because it's such a mixed bag of amazing professionals. They're like 4,000, around 4,000 in 60 countries currently today. And what we're seeing is, you know, you have the matching of these two kind of parts of the equation. So buyers come in and declare what they need. The service providers on the supply side say, I have these skills. Take a look at my profile. Let's talk. And they enter into contracts into our platform. They get together. They execute. And we handle all the way through to the end, payment processing, ratings and reviews. And we see contracts get extended all the time. And that happens on a cross-border basis, which bleeds into, I think, you know, one of your other questions, which is kind of why? Why would we build this kind of a platform? And what does this mean relative to the future of work or how work happens today?
Yeah.
So increasingly, the way that it's happening is it's happening kind of through platforms like ours and lots of other ways, of course. And it's because we have just great ways to communicate, like you and I are doing right now. So we can do free calls through Zoom, through Skype, through Google Hangouts. We have lots of free tools that we can use to be productive. And so it's no surprise there are a lot of professionals out there that are choosing to work independently because they can do that from anywhere. And they can work with clients and create value for businesses at tremendous distances. So they don't really need to be in the same room. They don't need to be in a cubicle. So we're facilitating, again, that kind of value exchange through a platform, not unlike the way, you know, Airbnb works.
So I have to ask you, because this you must get this question a gazillion times a day, but how do you differ from sort of existing platforms like, Upwork would be a good example. How do you differ from people like those?
Yeah, so we get asked about Upwork and Fiverr regularly. Fiverr seems to have come up quite a lot lately.
Yeah.
But extremely differently. The framework is the same. So it's a marketplace for buyers and sellers. So these are all marketplaces for buyers and sellers. Deliveroo is a marketplace for buyers and sellers.
Yeah.
So the difference for us is that we're vertically oriented to solve for very specific business needs, right? Systems and data, implementation, configuration, systems integrations, troubleshooting, and lots of data management, data engineering, and data science, but with an orientation around solving for marketing, commerce, customer experience, business needs. So that's pretty specific. We're also obsessed with quality, really, truly obsessed with quality. So we screen heavily on both sides of our core platform, the buyer-seller side. There's a third constituency I need to tell you about in just a moment, too. But so we interview all of the most relevant applicants on the supply side. So when a consultant or a consultancy or an agency applies to the platform to sell services, we look at the profile details. And we determine, okay, does this look really right for us? Is it a match? So it's a human choice for us. And then we invite for an interview before we do an onboarding. So it's really more of an expectations management call more than anything. But that means that the quality of the consultants and the consultancies on the supply side is second to none. It's amazing. And it's part of the reason why our success rate for contracts is 100%. And like 4.5 to 5 star ratings for completed contracts. It's, you know, we're really happy customers. And on the demand side, we do the same thing too. So not all customers are welcome. They really have to be very specific organizations, ideally with a budget, trying to solve very specific needs that are going to advance insight, you know, and marketing and commerce. And so we're really not there to solve for every problem under the sun, which is what an Upwork does. And to some degree, you know, there's all kinds of things that you're going to get to experience through other platforms out there like an Upwork or a Fiverr that you will absolutely not experience in MeasureMatch because we're so focused and obsessed with quality. This third constituent, if I'm not going on for too long here, is really important too. Yeah, it's really important too. So we knew early on that in order to ensure that we're standing out, you know, really uniquely, that we're absolutely differentiated relative to the pack that's out there. That's, you know, all of the Me Too's as well, because there's so many different services marketplaces out there, some of which overlap with our core service areas. Absolutely. We knew that we needed to have a strategic partner participating as well. So yeah, we released something called Service Partner Hubs. It's for technology vendors to participate in the marketplace. Right. And their role is to verify the central role. There are other things they can do too, is to verify the skills, capabilities, certifications that the consultants and consultants in our marketplace claim to have.
Oh, right.
Right. So they build up these profiles. They're communicating to prospective customers saying, hey, take a look at how amazing I am. I can do all these wonderful things. But now technology vendors are coming in and verifying some of their skills, specific technology skills. And so some of the technology vendors that are participating today include Heap, which used to be called Heap Analytics, Amplitude, Fullstory, Domo, Optimizely, and others are signing up to participate to do that. But they're also doing it because they see that they can scale out their service provider partner relationships in almost like a programmatic way. I mean, really easy, scalable way across the globe. And so we're helping to facilitate that as well. So it's a great trust builder. We've done this primarily to add that extra layer of confidence in clients when they come to the platform. So we tell them that we interview the consultants and consultancies. We're trying to make certain that they're presented with amazing choice. But now with that additional layer of verification from technology vendors, it just gets that much more robust.
So it sounds like a very interesting business model you've got there, with a sort of a structured verification process and obviously high quality and high specialization. We have to talk, it seems almost criminal not to just mention sort of zooming out several thousand miles and just looking at the general landscape, that, you know, we have seen this trend, haven't we, in the last, I don't know, couple of decades, where sort of enterprises have a fixed number of employees and a proportion that sort of swap in and out as they need them. Do you see this trend continuing as you move forward?
Well, certainly now. There's some kind of macro, you know, trends that play here. So in mature economies where the unemployment rate is really low, and it's, you know, really hard to find great people to come on into a company on a full-time basis, absolutely. So that's what we're seeing really regularly. For example, an agency out of New York yesterday signed up to the platform, submitted a project brief that looked a lot like a full-time role. And so we had to have a call, and we had a chat. And I said, well, you know, our platform really isn't for phishing for full-time people. It's for, you know, project work. It's for really execution-oriented stuff. And the HR person that I spoke with there, and this is really kind of unique, it's not usually HR people who come in, but in this case it was, she said, we're actually looking for a full-timer, but we're more than happy to bring somebody in on a contingent basis, a contractor, because we just have so many people that we need and so much work to get done. Yeah, let's just convert it into a contract, you know, in some contract language, and let's just get going, because we just desperately need to get some stuff done for our clients. So that's common. That is what we see regularly. So businesses are basically desperate to get extra pairs of hands into the business to solve problems for themselves or for their clients, like in agencies and consultancies. And so that's great. I think things will probably change, though, when the economy goes pear-shaped, right? And that feels like it's kind of an inevitability. It's been 10-plus years of phenomenal growth globally, right? Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of signs that things are going to go a little bit wobbly. And when that begins to change, the narrative will be, okay, how do we continue to be productive and operationally efficient and manage our costs differently? And so that will be a real core driver to come into marketplaces like ours.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, I want to talk about, change direction slightly now, because I'm very interested in how you set up Measure Match. And specifically, I know you've got some interesting stories about how you tackled fundraising as well, haven't you, James?
Yeah, so I came into building the Measure Match marketplace really off the back of my 10 years of digital media planning and buying work at various agencies, again, most of that time in London. And I saw consistently over those 10 years, clients regularly didn't have a lot of the bandwidth or the skills internally to get specific things done. No surprise, of course, they were working with agencies and I was in the agency, so they were hiring us to do a lot of that stuff. But boy, were they still missing important team members or just the skills, even on a part-time basis, just to get other things done. It really advanced the business forward to compete more effectively, to win, to see how customers behave differently, to optimize conversion rates, whatever the case may be. So that was a big insight. And then in the following 10 years, as I built a couple of my own businesses, well, that remained pretty consistent, but I did have experience using other platforms to get some design work done, to build some landing pages. And I thought there's got to be demand and value in having a platform that has this orientation around solving for systems and data business needs. Yeah, on a direct kind of fishing through the internet basis. So that's roughly where it comes from. I'm not sure if that made a whole lot of sense. I feel like I didn't really describe that very well. It's based on what I saw in my clients and customers in the past, and no surprise, it's resonated quite well, and we're on a pretty phenomenal growth curve. In fact, this year we will see up to 1,000 client accounts in our platform. This is our first year of purposeful trading, by the way, that actually has some kind of advertising and spend behind it. And we will see potentially as many as 10,000 consultancies, agencies participating on the supply side of the marketplace by the end of the year. So we're thinking 2019 is a really great jumping point into 2020, which I think we're expecting is going to be a really breakout year. But to get to this point requires a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, as you probably heard from other entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And on the fundraising point, fundraising is a job in and of itself. Again, that seems to be commonly a common story. And it's extremely hard. The way that I went about it is that I went into my professional network pretty much exclusively. And I imagine that's what most people do, although a lot of entrepreneurs feel like they can quickly secure funding from institutional sources, venture, VC organizations, and otherwise. That's especially hard if you don't really have something to show.
Yeah.
And so we didn't really have anything to show in the beginning, of course, and so I just went to my professional network and I tapped people that I worked with, my former bosses, business leadership and organizations, and managed to raise, so far, not a whole lot of money, about £650,000. But the thing that I've learned mostly is that it takes extraordinary persistence. There were so many times where I got in touch with someone who I thought would be, really relevant because of skill set and experience, and also seniority, and probably may have some spare cash in the bank to make an investment.
Yeah.
I got in touch one time, two times, three times, four times, and it's like in the fifth or sixth time, mostly by email, the response was, James, thanks for trying. Thanks for repeatedly getting in touch. I've been meaning to get back to you. I'm in. Right. So it's those kinds of experiences that told me, wow, you really have to be very persistent, very repetitive, and it gets cringeworthy, but it can pay. So it just has to be a real slog, and you have to push really hard. And it's so long as you have the network, and that's probably the most important advice that I give to any budding entrepreneur or professional is build your professional network, invest into it carefully, in a very calculated way. Mm. I leverage LinkedIn all the time, but all my connections I've known or I've worked with, I've met, that can pay substantial dividends if you want to go down the entrepreneurial route.
Yeah, it just illustrates the power of networks, doesn't it? I've always believed very much in networks. And do you, because I know that some people say you should nurture your networks and keep in touch with people on a regular basis. Do you agree with that, or what's your approach with networks?
I'm a bit more ad hoc. I think it's, yeah, if you can somehow message to your network directly, and it's harder these days. It used to be that LinkedIn allowed you to export, email addresses from your account, and then you could do broad-based mailings. So they killed that, unfortunately, because I think, some folks just really took advantage of it and spammed the hell out of their networks, and they really weren't genuine connections. So that's unfortunate, but I used to do that. So they were valuable for me, and I tried to be very sensitive and careful about the messaging that I sent out there, not to be wholly commercial. But it's not easy to do today.
Yeah.
But if you can, yes, I think it's really great to stay in touch. It's just, it's simple communication. If you can keep it personal, keep it real value oriented, not really just hard sell, then of course people are going to really be interested to know how you're doing, what you're doing, and exchange ideas, especially if it's in a business context.
Well, James, thanks so much for coming on. Just to give our audience something to think about as they sort of go on their way, just going back to what your business does, which is connecting sort of professionals to people that need them, what would your top tip be for professionals out there in this sort of consultant systems data type area? What would your top tip be for sort of staying well-connected and employed? Or engaged, a better word.
Well, on the supply side, on the kind of service provider side, I would say certifications are increasingly important. For many independent consultants, they don't really see it that way, and they don't really invest the time as much as they should to achieve these certifications. Probably because certifications in a lot of cases are really easy to do, and they're like, why should I bother? Yeah. But do it anyway, is what I would say. Do it anyway, because it's going to help make your positioning through platforms like ours, and there'll be more of these platforms to participate in, and there'll be great revenue sources. So why not make your profile, the picture of you, more robust? But these certifications, I think, are really great. The other is on the demand side for clients, my advice is, really think openly about working with someone who you will probably never meet face to face. So someone you engage who's operating remotely. That it should be the norm today. It absolutely is not. It's just not a natural thing to do for a lot of organizations.
Yeah.
But that openness to remote, I think, is critically important, especially as economies become much more robust and the buying of selling of certain services. It is increasingly borderless. So there are many organizations that still come to the Mesh marketplace and say, no, we need somebody who's going to be in our office every day, in these four walls. And we have to tell them, well, we're remote for first, so you may not have the best experience. So try to be more remote oriented. That's my advice on the demand side, the client side.
Remote. We could have a whole show on just remote working. Actually, that would be really good. But thanks so much for coming on the show, James. How can listeners find out more about you, more about Measure Match?
MeasureMatch.com. There's no space between measure and match, as you can imagine, certainly not for the domain or even the brand. But my Twitter handle is CheckYourFuel. It's a bit of a story behind that. So CheckYourFuel. It's basically check my, it's a message to myself to always check my assumptions. And otherwise you can send me an email at james@measuremmatch.com.
We'll put those on the show notes. Thanks so much, James. And thanks to listeners for listening. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review. That would be good. Questions and suggestions, and even guest suggestions and future topics, things like that. The email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet at sitevisibility. If you want to continue the conversation, remember we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from James.
Thank you. That was great. Love that.
Thanks for coming on, James. And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.